free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.
Spiritual practice, feeding the spirits. The keeper did not separate knowledge from daily life, so the next spiritual experience awaited the students in the dining room, where fragrant tea made from mountain herbs and delicious treats were already steaming. Trying not to lose their elevated state, the students stood in a tight circle around the set tables and prepared to receive wisdom from the conductor of power. Today, the keeper entrusted this honorable mission to the most sensitive of his closest students, a tall, stately girl named Vlada. She entered the dining room in shamanic attire, adorned with dozens of bells and various amulets. Each of them emitted its unique sound. That's how spirit helpers were welcoming those who gathered, enhancing the shamaness's melodious voice.
Dear ones, today, the Keeper of Knowledge has blessed us to perform one of the most sacred practices, which he himself always performs during his daily hours-long walks.
The girl said in a melodious voice, and the bells on her clothing softly tinkled.
This practice is called feeding the spirits. It will open the path to communication with the spirits, receiving their protection and guidance.
Are we going to make offerings to the spirits?
Asked a short, plump girl with greenish, slanting eyes.
Yes, Anastasia.
The shamaness nodded.
Every time we come to a place of power, or simply want to spend time in nature, whether in the forest, by the river, or in the mountains, we should make such an offering. It will help us gain the support of the spirits of that place, receive their favor and assistance. In ancient times, people always performed this ritual before hunting, before long journeys, before pilgrimage. They believed that it depended on the spirits whether you would get lost or find the right path, whether pleasant sunshine would accompany you, or bad weather, thunder, and storms. People asked the spirits for protection, and then the hunt turned out to be successful, and good weather accompanied them on their journey.
Can we make an offering just like this, as we're doing now before a meal?
Olga asked, smoothing out the folds of her light pink dress.
We should even.
Vlada smiled.
Spirits surround us at all times and everywhere. Before every meal, we should place a small piece of food on the ritual plate and say a simple prayer. Spirits, accept our offering, our love, gratitude, and reverence to you. Grant us your blessing. Aum. Remember this phrase. Now, we will ask the spirits for protection and blessing.
Gracefully moving around the dining room, Vlada approached a separate table on which a special shamanic altar was set up. Adorned with images of shamanic deities Tengri, Olgan, Umaj, Erlik, Ayami, and Choctaw. Various amulets, pendants, beads, bracelets, crafted from natural materials such as wood, stone, and bird feathers, laid on the altar.
What are these amulets for?
Olga asked again, watching the shamaness's actions.
These are protective amulets and talismans in which spirits reside,
Vlada replied.
When we perform the feeding ritual, they too will receive our energy and gratitude.
The shamaness lit red and golden candles placed on the altar, and she began to arrange the offerings for the spirits. In small clay bowls, there were forest nuts, fresh berries, dried fruits, dried mushrooms, and pieces of cooked meat.
And what kind of offerings should be prepared? Does it matter what we feed the spirits with?
A woman asked in a low, deep voice, her red tunic flowing down to the floor.
It should be natural, simple food,
replied the shamaness.
Gifts from the forest, river, sea. It's good if we put meat on the altar. The spirits like it. But we must remember that the most important thing is not the food, but our emotions, with which we offer the food to the spirits.
So they feed on our emotions?
Clarified Wayne, an elderly man with gray-haired temples.
Exactly. We should experience positive, elevated emotions. That's how we attract the attention of the spirits. And to enter this special emotional state, we'll use a specific shamanic posture that we discussed with the teacher in the art hall today. This posture allows us to maintain ourselves in a collected, strong emotional state.
When the offering was ready, the girl waved her hand, indicating towards a large white screen attached to one of the walls of the dining room.
Emil, please turn off the lights and activate the projector.
The shamaness addressed a student in a wide orange shirt with Indian patterns. When the room was in darkness, much to the students' delight, they saw on the huge screen the very image that the teacher had lovingly explained to them during the spiritual conversation. On the canvas, a shaman appeared, invoking the spirits. He stood in a half squat with his knees spread wide apart. His back was straight, his arms were bent at the elbows and raised upward so that his palms were just above shoulder level. Palms were open, fingers spread as far apart as possible, all directed towards the sky.
Assume a posture as close as possible to the one you see on the canvas,
Vlada melodiously instructed.
Engage all your senses in the practice. Eyes, mouth wide open, hands, body. Tense it. Squat as low as possible. Feel how this posture awakens, ignites strong emotions. This is the state in which we can communicate with higher powers.
The students concentratedly began to mimic the posture and state of the shaman, following the practice led by the assistant of the sage. They tuned into elevated emotions and the subtle elements, trying to feel the power of all four elements within themselves. When they all assumed the correct position and entered the desired state, Vlada spoke again, pronouncing the words of invocation with grandeur.
Spirits, accept our offering, our love, gratitude, and reverence for you. Grant us your blessing. Aum!
The students repeated this phrase word for word after the shamaness, infusing it with the elevated emotions they had cultivated within themselves. The sounds of the invocation dissolved into the enveloping silence that followed, and the students, with bated breath, maintained their posture, continuing to invoke the spirits, seeking the protection and guidance of the higher, directing the subtlest vibrations to all living beings on earth. When the ritual was complete, the students continued to dwell in this elevated and strong state. They felt unity with the powers of nature, with the surrounding subtle world. They sensed the harmony of the world, its irresistible power and beauty. All these emotions radiated from within them, and they shone with an inner light, spreading invisible rays of warmth, love, and gratitude around them. The students began their meal, striving to remain in the same state, so that the consumed food would bring the necessary nourishment and maximum benefit.
What are we going to do with the offerings for the spirits?
Asked a young student with large round glasses when the meal was over.
We won't throw them away, will we? But if we don't remove them, they will spoil. What is the correct way to handle them?
No!
The shamaness shook her head, explaining.
Right now, we will take pieces of food from the altar and take them outside. Even if you perform such a ritual at home, later, for example, on your way to work, you should pass through a park and leave the offering on a tree stump, on the grass, under a tree where birds can peck at it. You can do this once a day, collecting offerings from several meals and leaving them in nature with the same words.
The nearest student of the sage lovingly looked at those present.
Did everyone remember this phrase?
The students nodded in agreement. They left the table and began to tidy up the dishes. In the meantime, the shamaness blew out the candles and carefully packed the offerings for the spirits from the bowls into several hemp sacks. Then the students went out into the courtyard. The teacher's temple was located on a hill, at the foot of which a fast-flowing river was visible. And near the house, there was a large oak tree with a lush, spreading crown. Near the oak tree, the students found an old but sturdy tree stump that resembled a shamanic altar in shape. They gathered around the stump, and Vlada carefully placed offerings she had collected from the altar, nuts, berries, meat, mushrooms, from her pouches. After that, she took her place in the circle with everyone else and began to recite the words of invocation, with the other students echoing her, trying to convey elevated emotions to the spirits.
Spirits, accept our offering, our love, gratitude, and reverence for you. Grant us your blessing.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.